just ask by ass a question.
Why in the fuck are people so dumb?
Come on and ask my ass a question.
Why in the fuck would you like Donald Trump?
Just ask my ass a question.
Why in the fuck would you like Hillary?
Come on and ask my ass a question.
Why is there no common sense? Y'all be killing me.
That's right, that's right. This is Big Angry Phil, and this is podcast number motherfucking 30. That's right. This is going to be a call-in episode, y'all. And it couldn't be any goddamn simpler. I want you to ask me a why question. Why is shit like this? Why is shit like that? Something that's just been perplexing, you know? I'll try to answer it if I can. I got some why questions of my own, you know what I mean? But first, I want to hear from you. If you don't know the number, well, here we go. 323-522-5615. Let's go. You're on the podcast. Who this?
Hello, Mr. Phil.
Oh, Alex. I know you've got at least one good why question, so hit me with it.
Why don't people ask why? Why don't people question shit? I mean, that's kind of my thing. I'm kind of racking my brains to think of one that really hits home. And that's, why don't they ask why?
Because they're comfortable with how things is. They're not comfortable with questioning anything. They think, everything's just hunky-dory. You know, Trump, Hillary Clinton, everything's just fine. You know, we'll just sit there and wait for the next iPhone edition to come out and stand in line, for 2 weeks and get our Starbucks every day and eat McDonald's and just be fine, happy, conformist assholes. We're happy with that.
We're kind of encouraged by schools. I think most schools are kind of really in people to be, obedient and conformist. It's not really about education.
Because the bigwigs, the people who are really in charge of everything, they don't want, and George Carlin even mentioned this, they don't want people that think for themselves. That does them no good whatsoever. They want obedient people that just, you crack the whip and they follow and they do whatever you say. They don't want people that actually question things. They want the dumbasses, the morons that you see all over the fucking place. They don't want people to actually think for themselves.
Absolutely, yeah. So there's schools are sort of factories for these kinds of people who will be obedient workers and, mindless consumers, and also organized religion kind of joins in with that too. Here's the thing though. I mean, I went to a public school system, one of the better ones in the state, or they call it the Commonwealth of Hellachusetts. They're so fucking pompous over there. The Commonwealth. Oh, fuck yourself. Anyway, so I went to a relatively well-funded school system. It was a public school, so it still sucked. I went to the same factory for basically biped livestock that are going to be fleeced by corporations that everyone else did. And, you know, I don't know what your background is in that regard, but I'm guessing you did too. But you don't strike me as, 30 podcasts in, man. I mean, it's pretty clear to me that, you're not of the unquestioning, let's just go to Starbucks and spend $8 on a cup of diabetes and a fucking, with some silly Italian name. You know, you're clearly not of that mindset either. But, and how can anybody with some fucking, any self-respect be that way? Because, it's a sort of comfort, but it's a cold comfort, man. You live a shitty life. Then you get married because it's the thing to do. But you don't question why. You don't question. If I didn't question things along the way, I'd live such a shittier life than I live now. I'd probably be still living in the Northeast, probably married with kids.
Oh, God.
If I just did everything. Oh, yeah. And I would just fucking just hate myself, hate my life, and just not really understand why. I would just know that every day sucked. Very big thing about living an examined life. It just amazes me. I mean, maybe in the short run that gives you comfort, but fuck, man. I mean, your life sucks in the long run if you don't ask the right questions.
Yeah, by the way, if Starbucks actually had something called diabetes, I might actually get it once a month. the thing that really scares me about public schools is the agenda they're trying to push now. First of all, they're making all the kids soft and fruity as fuck. They're pushing a gay agenda on them. They're pushing a everybody wins agenda on them. And that is fucking dangerous right there. You're going to wind up with more people that can't think for themselves and thinking that acting abnormally is the norm.
Yeah, I think one of the really ugly things that I mean, look, schools have always just been about conformity and obedience, as I was saying. But one thing that's kind of a couple of things that are more recent developments for schools. One is that boys are, I think there's an attempt to feminize them. They're kind of seen as defective girls, yep. And that they're anything that deviates from girl behavior is just supposed to be aberrant. So, you know, you have a deliberate attempt to like make boys more girl-like in, by school authorities. And the other thing is, boys now get drugged six ways from Sunday. And as I understand it, they're drugged a lot more than girls do. So, you know, when those boys reach the age, you know, their mid-teens or young adulthood, and, you know, who knows what kind of effects those will have. I think some of those shoot-em-ups we hear about, I think, might be the early indicators of where that leads.
They get you young boys to behave early so you don't go out and rape somebody. They are so obsessed with rape and rape culture, the feminist movement that's going on, and they assume that all men and all young boys are part of the rape culture, and all they want to do is to harm women and rape, motherfucking rape. We're getting raped in the fucking ass with all the rape news. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it seems to be something harped upon by women who, you know, I guess the least likely they are to be to get any kind of male attention, you know, the more they want to harp.
Oh, yeah.
This.
By the way, I don't know about the BART up there, but the Metro, you know, they've just implemented a very strict sexual harassment policy. You know,
report everything. Yes. You know, if anybody does anything, report them.
Everybody knows what that really means. You know, it's just handing more power to women to report guys who are just presumed guilty until proven innocent.
Yeah, and of course, all the women are always right, always 100% of the time, and the men are always monsters and always wrong.
Absolutely, yeah. It's basically because now you and universities are a great example of where this is going on. It's become a way to circumvent due process of law. You have these kangaroo courts at universities where just a chick could point to any dude that's with, and he's just assumed to be guilty until an innocent. And they don't have the same standards of proof in a university kangaroo court as they have in an actual court of law. So the guy could be have his academic career derailed and be out of shit ton of money and tuition and have his reputation ruined without due process of law. It's a nice little end run around due process of law. So if you have any one group given that much power over another group, it's a fucking guarantee they're going to abuse it. And that's what we're seeing now.
Yeah, well, I mean, my only hope is, you know, once Hillary is in there and, you know, she's sat in there for a month or two, and maybe the feminists will realize she's just the usual corporate shill that all the rest of them are. Maybe they'll shut the fuck up. Maybe, I doubt.
Yeah, we'll hope so. I mean, I think that's what she's going to turn out to be. I think these people follow the money. And for all the, you know, the social justice warriors, they're a very loud minority, but the voice that these people really listen to is money. And when these people, the politicians, I mean, and I just don't think that they have the bucks to influence her. So, you know, how are they going to compete with, you know, the Goldman Sachs and the other, you know, criminal enterprises on Wall Street who are really Hillary's benefactors? Hillary's going to dance to their tune. She doesn't give a shit about the others. Yeah.
I picture her and I see every shrill, hagged out bitch I've ever worked with in the production business just running around the office. Yeah, why isn't this done? Hurry up. We're electing president. I mean, Trump has got to be on her payroll. I mean, they did this shit on purpose. I mean, who is the most unlikable person besides Hillary Clinton? Donald fucking Trump. What an easy choice to make.
Yeah, it's enough to make people like, I mean, as vile as I consider Hillary Clinton, it's enough to make me relieved to be seeing the likes of her get in the White House. So, yeah, I could see where I've heard that theory a lot, that Trump is kind of a chauffeur.
He has no interest at all in running for fucking president. This is he collected. They must have paid him about $500 million fucking dollars up front, and he gets the other half when all this bullshit is all said and done with. This is the worst pile of shit of an election I've ever seen. I mean, this is worse than George Bush Jr. versus John Kerry. I mean, he thought that was bad. This is 100 times worse.
Yeah, and I mean, there was the thing with that, like Sarah Palin and like the fucking travesty that turned into. And this has somehow managed to be even more egregious than that, which I didn't think was possible. But, Hillary has the same. For me, she reminds me of these. I mean, growing up in New England, where people are pretty fucked up to begin with, she reminds me of these school teachers I had in New England, sexually retired, really bitter, just walking malignancies of, school teachers that, Mr. Gavras, I hope you, and just everything was like taking it out on the world, the fact that they were basically just so sexually undesirable and they hadn't gotten fucked in decades. Right. And they just seem to be at war with, like, especially the male students. She reminds me of that. So the fact that I got to listen to that for 4 fucking years, it's better than Armageddon, I will grant you, which is...
Just barely.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
I'll tell you what, I cannot wait until Election Day, and then all this shit is fucking done, and all these Trump-tards... All these fucking people finally shut the fuck up online already. I'm so done with the whole fucking thing.
This guy has left a real stink behind because some of the worst elements of this country now feel like they got a voice in the mainstream with this piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do they even know who he is? I mean, he was a dickhead back then, way before he ran for president. He's a fucking dickhead from New York. What more reason do you need not to vote for
him? Yeah, and... I lived in New York City proper for 5 years and another 8 years in the surrounding area. So I knew about this guy long before he was inflicted on the rest of the country through those like moronic reality shows.
Yep.
And I found this guy pretty repulsive back then. And I knew about some of his fuckery with like stiffing creditors and stuff like that. So, it just seemed like the most grotesque thing that I could see this guy try to run for president. Because I know what a piece of shit this guy is. I mean, I spent about 12, 13 years living in that fucking perdition known as the New York metro area. And so I knew what a piece of shit this guy was, like, before the rest of the country had to, like, endure him.
Right.
You know, so Jesus Christ, the idea that this guy's... But, you know, again, that goes back to my original point. In a country where people don't question anything, you know, where they're dumb enough to, like, think that this supposed billionaire, we don't really know if he is one or not, is going to give a fuck about their problems and is going to...
Nope.
You know.
Come on.
He's
going to sit there. He's going to put the feet on his desk.
He doesn't even have the attention span or the interest in doing in everyday policy anyway.
Yep.
But again, you know, he based his whole... thing on his whole campaign on people who don't ask questions, going back to my original point. You know, there's so many people who just kind of like, you know, just go through life, however, just as Tom says, letting life wash over them like a tidal wave. And, you know, those are the kind of people who think, if Trump were in office, my problems would, you know, he would fix this.
It's just like the people that when Obama got elected and say, oh, he going to pay my gas bill. He going to take care of my light bill. Remember that shit? The same fucking bullshit.
Oh, yeah, I do. And everything I thought about Obama back in 08, because I was saying the same things about Obama. He's going to, like, do the bidding of the people who paid for him. And he doesn't give a shit about the identity politics that he's most closely associated with.
Oh.
You know, it's not about being black for him. It's about, you know, giving back to the people who, you know, paved his way in with money. And that's how it turned out. Granted, he was better than that fucking nightmare that was there before him.
True.
But that's setting the bar pretty fucking low.
Very low.
So, you know, all right. He was obviously a huge improvement over that. Everybody was glad that, like, the guy was at least, you know, yeah, he was bought and paid for, but at least he was intelligent.
Right.
And was, you know, not a total embarrassment to a guy like me who travels abroad. You know, it's nice. I'd rather be represented by this guy, obviously, than the Jesus Christ, the fucking
the guy on Letterman who rubbed his glasses on the fucking producer's skirt between takes.
Yeah. So people, because they don't want to put in the effort to fix up their own lives themselves, ascribe all these magical fucking powers to like the next supposed Messiah who's going to come in. Yep. So yeah, it's just like you said. I remember when he first got in, everybody just thought he was going to make their lives. He was just going to make this magic happen for them, which they were too fucking lazy to make for themselves, basically. And I could see a lot of women seeing, you know, kind of looking at Hillary the same way, like all this great shit's going to happen for me if we just get the right person in. You know, but that's what happens when
this is what happens when we don't ask why exactly. Fucking
that's exactly right, Phil.
All right, Alex, great call as always. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Take it easy.
All right. We're on the podcast. Who this?
Dave Moore from Portland, Oregon.
All right. So you hit me up with a why question. What's on your mind?
Why? My why question is, now, I'm sure you hate Donald Trump just as much as I do, but why the fuck do all these people care about him saying he grabbed some girl in the pussy? I mean, come on. All these PC fucking pussies saying, I'm a real man, I would never say that. Bitch,
yeah,
yes,
I've got a lot of lefty friends, so I've seen make that same exact post. If he were a real man, he wouldn't say that to my face, or I would drop him. No, you fucking would.
Yeah, no. No, it's fucking bullshit. Why the fuck are all these dudes coming out, Captain Save-A-Ho, and running around the planet, talking about, I would never say that. I'm a real man, I wouldn't do that. Fuck you. Yes, you would. Yes, you have. Yeah. You heard it on fucking job sites at your workplace with your buddies drinking beers at the bar, fucking in the pisser room, fucking all that shit. These fucking lying ass dudes.
By the way, you know how I feel about Trump bragging on that? You know how you see people online bragging about how many chicks they bang, or you see that all the fucking time. Oh, yeah. And you know, and I don't believe a goddamn word of it. If you have to brag that much about getting pussy, that means you're not getting any pussy. And to hear Trump come out and talk about grab her in the pussy, first of all, who the fuck says grab her in the pussy? You can't even grab anybody by the pussy. That's not, you know, it violates the laws of physics, you know?
Yeah, some crazy old white dude that doesn't grab pussy. He's got Ivanka? Yeah, he's got that, but guess what? He ain't hitting that.
You know what? I mean, it sounds like somebody who's never been laid, but thinking he's all... he's up to date with all the sexual slang. Say, what do these kids say? Grabbed her by the pussy. Yeah, bullshit.
Right, exactly.
He's an ugly motherfucker, and the only reason he's getting pussy is because he could buy it. That's it.
Yep, that's it. That's all he's got.
Yeah, while he's grabbing her by the pussy, she's grabbing him by the wallet, fucking moron.
Seriously. I those people online, they're just freaking out over that shit. Why, Phil? Why can't they just shut the fuck up? All those guys that are sitting there...
I know the white knighting that's been going on for quite a while now. Who really is offended by this? And it was 10 fucking years ago when it didn't fucking matter anyway. Even if he said it yesterday, I mean, who cares? It's funny. It's fucking funny. Enjoy the memes that come out of it and shut the fuck up.
Exactly. It's just another, like you said, it's the white knights out there trying to look good for their girlfriends and all their buddies. And all the other fucking
you can only imagine they're all married or have girlfriends or whatever. So you know their wives, as soon as that came out, their wives gave them the stink eyes like, are you going to defend that, honey?
Right. And if they were at the bar with you and you said that shit in front of them, you know what they'd have to do? Tie up their fucking hair into a man bun and pull up their skinny jeans to fucking get in your face. And even then, it wouldn't be that threatening.
Grabbed her by the pussy. I don't think, for the life of me, I don't think I've ever grabbed anybody by the pussy. It's just... some fucking figures go wandering, but you don't grab anybody by the fucking pussy. You know, you might grab their titties or something, but that's all, you know, that's really the only thing you grab their titties and grab their ass. You can't grab their pussy. You can stuff stuff in their pussy.
You really can't. There's nothing to grab onto. Let's get two fingers.
Meanwhile, you've got all kinds of shit they could grab onto, but I think he's not with the sexual slang and he just got it wrong. That's what I think.
Right. He was trying to look cool to his buddy.
Yeah.
You know, sitting there talking to Billy Bush. And thinking he was cool.
Yeah.
And that's about it.
And that dumb motherfucker got fired off of Today's Show. Like anybody cares anyway.
Exactly.
Fucking daddy. Thanks for calling in, man. Everybody's so offended by everything. There's a why question for you. Why is everybody offended by everything? Why? Why are you so offended? When did we get so offended by everything? Thanks, social media. All right, you're on the podcast. Who this?
John Carr.
John Carr's in the house. All right, I know you got a good why question. What you got, homie?
Yes, I don't listen to rap primarily. There's a sample that's in every single recent rap song I've ever been subjected to. Anytime I'm like in a restaurant or something, there's a sample in every single song. Hey, 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 I feel like I walked into a room of Italians and now they're all annoyed with me.
That's a sample? That's all
why
I say
that
is A. First of all, why would they pay for a sample like that? How about just saying that shit? You know what I mean? That doesn't sound very difficult to say. Better, yeah.
It's not. I mean, and there's also that, what do they call it, the millennial theme or whatever, that bit of notes that seems to be in every single song recently as well.
Well, I'll tell you what, I make it a note not to listen to recent music because it's all fucking horrible. I mean, it matches millennials' personalities. The music that's out now completely matches the personalities of these brainless fucktards that are walking around with the man buns and the backpacks and the flip-flops. That's their music. So that music perfectly matches these assholes.
I'm just barely old enough to escape most of the millennial stereotypes, but all my younger siblings match every single one. Name one and they match it. Anyway, Phil, I thank you for your perspective on the music scene. You've always been a nice perspective.
John Carr, thank you as always for calling. Always appreciate it, man. I got another why one. Here's one. Why do chicks talk on the phone 24/7? You've seen them. They're everywhere they fucking go. Blah, 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 blah. You ever see them in the grocery store? There's always every grocery store anywhere in the world. There's always one bitch like this yakking on the fucking phone and holding an armful of fucking groceries. You ever see that shit? They don't even push the cart or nothing like that. It never occurred to them to do that. No, they got an armful of fucking shit and they're dropping it because they can't drop the fucking phone call. Okay, now let me introduce this next call. Now, this is a listener of the Tom Likas show who got banned years ago for being a troll, basically. And ever since then, he's created multiple Facebook personalities and groups on Facebook that critique the show. And he desperately tries to get in. All his numbers have been blocked. He's been blocked on all Tom Likas related online things, the website, the store, any event. He's barred from going to any event, and he's been butthurt about it ever since. And he's also known to hit up various people on Facebook to try to act friendly to him when he's really just a little weasel. I got advanced notice that this guy was calling in tonight, so I'm going to let him say his piece. I want to hear what he's got to say. He's going to say his name. I'm going to bleep that out. He is affectionately known as BB.
Hey, this is Sacramento. Can I call in?
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for this one. Yeah, what's up, man?
Okay, well, hear me out, though. Give me a fair shot. I met you in person a couple years ago at the party, and you were one of the nicest guys I ever met. So ever since then, everything's been cool in my eyes, all right? I've never attacked you or anything online or anything. My whole issue is the why question I have for you is, and you're a smart guy, and like I said, I'm not going after you in any reason, but why does a group of people who are kind of friends feel that they have to go and attack another person who they don't even know or they barely know? Like, why does a radio show host like Likas tell everyone to attack this guy? And all you guys do is attack me and my friends.
Back it up. First of all, Likas has never told anybody to attack you. They're attacking you based on being fans of the show and the shit that you pulled on the show, making Tom go out to get the delay and the shit that he's had to get.
Okay, I'll answer that. That's the information I have. I've been told that Tom says, go after BB. BB's the guy to go after and this and that.
Nope, never said that.
Okay, all right. That's just my take. Here's the thing on the
blocker. That's your opinion, though. You've got that shit in your head, and that never fucking happened. That's the problem we got. You make fucking shit up, or you listen to the fucking morons in that group that you got.
I got these guys.
You're in a fucking group full of people that just bitch and whine about the fucking show and be funny and the shit that we do. Meanwhile, none of those motherfuckers in that group of yours ever contribute anything. Or if they got butt hurt and they got booted, which they deserve. Everybody that got booted from the show deserves to get the boot.
The only thing about that room is it's a fair shot where people can say what they want to say without being blocked.
Yeah, but what do they contribute? You know what I mean? You motherfuckers are bitching about the work that we put in to be funny and shit like that, and they just sit on their ass and do fucking nothing. That pisses me off, okay?
Okay, I understand.
Because I bust my fucking ass every fucking week putting in work to fucking support the show, and you got cocksuckers like you guys fucking, you know, tearing it down, and y'all ain't done shit. That's our fucking problem with it. That's our fucking problem with it. You got it?
Okay, well, let me answer you, brother. My problem is a lot of people blocked. They can't call the show. People have been blocked.
There's probably a reason they got blocked, because they're fucking trolls. All right?
Now, let me back up. You asked about the block, the show block thing. That week, Tom went on the station in ABC in San Francisco. He had to get that through FCC rules. He just blamed it on me.
No, he got that well before the fucking ABC appearance. All
he
right?
didn't get it because of me, though. He didn't get it because of me. He had to order that part to go on the for FCC rules. He had to order it. He just blamed me for it.
No, that's bullshit, because the station there would have bleeped it out anyway. That broadcast
there.
Well,
it just showed up the next day. Magically, it showed up the next day. I think the part was on order.
No, you and think, then, dude, then, you think everything is about you. No, the world doesn't surround you,
hold
man.
Hold on. Let me finish that, too. That's how he got his insurance. He said his libel insurance went down $40,000, too. He had to get that part to get it go down. We talked about it. It's not just me.
And by the way, if this shit went down years ago, why are you still talking about the fucking show?
Well,
move on and not bother fucking people?
Oh, because this is the first time I've been able to call in and say something, for one. And two, like I said, the people on your side harass me. Like, every month I have to hear something about it.
Who harasses you?
I let
you?
It go, and then someone contacts
Who is contacting you? Who is actually getting on and contacting you?
I have people messaging me on the on Facebook. But I'm not calling a fight with you, man. Everything's cool with you. I'm not calling.
I'm just saying, when you take shots at Tom Ligas and the people that call into the show, you're taking shots at me.
I'm just saying how it is.
Well, I'm saying how it is. And when you take shots at the Tom Ligas show and the people that contribute to the Tom Ligas show, you're taking shots at me. And that's what I have offense to. You know what I mean?
Oh, well, I'm not taking a shot at you. That's just where I'm coming
from.
Dude,
are you fucking not hearing what I'm saying? When
I'm you attack the saying, show, you attack you where I'm me. Coming from.
You attack the show, you attack me. You know, I contribute to the show. I go to the events.
I'm attacking the show.
Yeah.
This is like the only time we can get in and actually say something. So, you know, I hear stuff all the time. People get banned all the time. People say crap all the time. So there's a place where people can go where they're not attacked or banned all the time. And like I said, I think you're a cool guy. I got no issues with you. So that's where I'm coming from, and that's all I want to say.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying, you know, that little group of yours are a bunch of fucking pussies. You know what I mean? They've got if they're banned from the show and they feel they're being attacked by people from the show, then why fucking listen to the show? Don't be obsessed with the fucking show. Move on. Go listen to some bullshit like Kevin and Bean or something, you know?
Well, I'm trying to say is, why your group feel like they got attacked people?
First
like
of all, who is my group? Who are you talking about? Who's my group?
Your group of friends, your Be Funny group, whatever. Your group of people you're with. That's just the way it comes across.
So you're saying the Be Funny Club comes into
no,
your
I'm
page and
your
attacks
group
you.
Of people. Who do you get to when you have dinner under a tent? Your group of friends, okay? Your tent dinner group. I don't know. Just your people attack
you
another
like,
group of people.
Oh, yeah,
I don't think it's – I wonder why. Why attack someone you don't even know? That's what cracks me up.
Because, again – we are hardcore fans of the show, and when you diss the fucking show and diss anybody within the show, you're dissing each and every one of us.
You know what? You know what started it for me? I dissed one guy, Paul from Australia. You know why I dissed him?
Paul from Australia is a comp so wild. What the fuck have you done?
Let me answer. The only problem that started all this, I called out Paul from Australia because I heard him for a year saying he was going to start a business, and just like you, I called him out and said, dude, when are you going to finally start this business, either put up or shut up? It's been a year.
Why are you even calling him out? Why do you care if he does or not?
Well, because if I'm listening to the show and everything's cool and I hear someone bragging for a year they're going to do something and they don't do it, I'm going to call him out after a year. I'm going to call him out on
it. It's none of your fucking business. Sometimes shit doesn't happen the way you want it, you know? I don't listen to Adam Sachs. I turn his shit off when he comes on. Doesn't mean I'm going to go on the show and say, why doesn't Adam Sachs shut the fuck up? I would never say that because I know he contributes to the show. I'm not going to listen to him most of the time, I'm not going to agree with him, but he still contributes to the show.
Okay, let me use some logic here. You will call someone out on their shit when they call in on a phone call in a minute. So you call people
on the phone, on the air. I'm not going to, I'm not on the air. on the air right then, I'll call him out. I'm not going to wait a year and say, hey, where'd you start your business? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Bullshit for a year and I hear it over and over and they're bragging about it, I call them out on it after a year. Dude, are you going to do it or not do it? That's just my take.
Why do you care if they do it or not do it? Why
the same reason you call people out on this. Why you people call out why you care? You it's the
people,
same thing.
Hey, because when they are calling right then, that's when I call. And I don't wait a year and say, hey, why don't you start your business? After that, after 2 seconds, I don't give a fuck what you do.
Oh, well,
that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
The best thing is, the other part is when they're bragging. When somebody hears someone bragging for a year, I'm like,
what's
dude,
he bragging
come on,
about?
Man.
Hey, I'd be excited if I was going to start a business. You know, I was excited about this stupid fucking podcast.
That's my take. When I hear someone talking smack for a year, I'm going to call them out on it.
It's none of your talking smack. What the, starting a business? How is that talking smack? What the fuck's wrong with you?
If they call into the show, they're making it everybody's business.
So everybody that calls in the show that says they're going to do something. What about all the morons on Like Us 101 that say they're not going to knock up chicks and they wind up doing that? Do you wait a year and then call them out on that?
Well, no, you're missing the point. I'm saying if I hear someone bragging over a year on a regular basis, they're going to do
something. Let me get this straight. So Paul from Australia was the only one that's bragged about something?
That was, I'm telling you what started. Dude. I just
and why does that, why does,
and
why, and why did that bother you so much? Because you couldn't
because
think
he
of it?
Full of, he was
because
full
you
shit
didn't
until
think
he
of
finally,
it?
Then he,
because
then
he's got more,
did
because
it
he's got, because he has more going on in his life than you do. You're sitting in Sacramento whining about the Tom Likas show fucking 3 years after you got banned from it.
I'm not whining, dude. I'm calling because
you're fucking whining.
Where
Paul's starting a business and after a year he hasn't done it. What the, that's the dumbest fucking shit I've ever fucking heard.
Oh, well, if I hear someone bragging after a year, I'm going to call them on their shit, just like you do.
Yeah, but I call him that split second, not a year later. After,
well,
again,
I
don't care
after
that.
I gave the guy a break because I thought it was okay. Okay, after a year, I'm like,
Paul Verstraeten's got his shit together. You don't. That's the difference.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. Anything else?
No, I.
All right, goodbye. All right, there he goes, BB. And BB is now blocked from the show. That's it. Oh, my God. Here I am working with an empty glass with that. Holy fuck. He's still butthurt after all this time. Isn't that the stupidest thing to get mad about, that Paul said he was going to start a business and he didn't after a year? Hey, he fucking did it, though. Maybe it wasn't exactly a year, but he fucking did it. And by the way, Paul can afford to travel over here 3-4 times a year. Fucking can't even get on the bus and go to downtown Sacramento, for fuck's sakes. Get the fuck out of here, moron, idiot, stupid ass. Wow. All right. Jesus Christ almighty, what a moron. I met the motherfucker at the very first holiday party from hell before all this shit broke off like this. You know what I mean? He seemed like he was kind of a loner, you know. I think I talked to him. He was talking to me, blabbing at me. I didn't know what the fuck he was. I was drunk off my ass, so I don't know what the fuck he was saying anyway. Okay, Patty.
Hey, Phil. How are you, honey? Why are trolls always complaining about the stuff on the show and then they don't call in?
Because it's a lot easier to complain online than it is to actually call in. They don't have the balls. They don't have the guts. By the way, it's not like you call in every 10 seconds or even every month. You know what I'm saying? What are these fucking people complaining about?
But, I mean, that's okay. Not everybody's going to like me, you know, so.
It trolls are all about negativity. You know, they can't say anything nice about anybody, so they have to put down everything and anything. And which usually means their own life is completely fucked up. You know that South Park episode where they're playing World of Warcraft and there's always some guy that keeps killing him in the game? And then you see who the guy actually is. It's a big fat fuck sitting there with chips all over his chest and cookies and soda cans and shit all over the place. I mean, that's what you're dealing with.
Right. So that was my contribution.
Well, Patty.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, anytime, Patty. Always welcome here. Always, always, always. All right, have a good night.
Love you, Phil.
All righty. Trolls have been all over Patty lately. I don't know what the fucking problem is. Who the fuck can hate on Patty? She's the nicest person in the fucking world. She has people at her house. She fucking cooks and feeds her. If you pass out, you sleep there. You know, I mean, who the fuck in the right mind would hate on something like that? Here comes an unknown phone number. You know what that means. Troll time. Here we go. All right. You're on the podcast. Do this.
Didn't you break Like Us 101 pictures of you and some black chick on Facebook and pictures of her and I and you're dating some chick and all of it? Yeah, dude, you hypocrite. You broke 101.
No, I didn't post anything, first of all. Oh, there goes a troll. Yeah, it must have been one of BB's little faggot buddies. Or BB himself. BB would be like Trump if Trump was an ordinary fucking loser with no money. Did you post a picture of a black chick? No, I don't post pictures of anybody I'm with. You broke Legus 101. Then he hung up. Pussy. All right, you're on the podcast. Do this.
I want to know, why are you so angry, man? Why?
Why not? A lot of shit. That's all he had? Why are you so angry? He couldn't even stay for the answer. Why are you so angry, man? Because of fucking morons like you! That's why. Prick. Assholes. Okay, here comes an unknown number. Let's see what we get here. Let's see what example of brilliance we're dealing with here. Okay, you're on the podcast. What up?
Yeah. Okay. My name is Todd, and I have a question for you.
Todd, yeah.
Uh-huh. Yes. That's my real name. So my question
Sorry
for you,
yes.
since I know you're a Lycus fan,
yeah, uh-huh.
How do you feel about the fact that Lycus is exploiting all of his listeners to go to the Dodger games?
How is he doing that? He's not forcing it. He's not. He is not forcing any
radio host.
He is not forcing anybody to go to the Dodger games. That place sells out every fucking time.
He can't even take a friend or a family member to the Dodger game. He takes a stranger so the stranger can pay his way, which is crazy. This guy's supposed to be a radio star, and he won't even go to a Dodger playoff game unless someone else pays his way.
Hold up. First of all, nobody's paying his way. They're paying for them to sit there with Lycus. And by the way,
you're not letting me speak. People are paying double what he paid. Actually, more than double what he paid.
Nobody's forcing him to do it. That's what an auction is about. It's an auction. Don't you get how an auction works? They go to the highest bidder. Have you ever been on eBay or anything like that?
I know what an auction is, but why?
Well, that's what the fuck. That's what it is. That's an auction. It's a fucking auction.
I'm not going to the Dodger game unless somebody else pays my way.
Listen to me right now.
Tell me how I'm wrong.
You are wrong. First of all, you're not paying for Tom to go. He is already going. You are paying to be.
Oh, of course, I'm not paying. I'm not that stupid. I would go on StubHub.
Did you hear what I just said? Did you hear what I just said?
He's getting his gullible listeners to pay his way. That's what he's doing.
No, stupid moron. First of all,
just like he's getting his gullible listeners to pay for his dinner. He's getting his gullible listeners
They're
to pay
not paying
for
his
I've
dinner.
I've never seen a radio host who gets his listeners to pay for his own activities. And
hey,
that's what he does.
Hey, you are not paying for his dinner. You are not paying for his ticket. You are paying to go to his dinner and to go to the Dodger game, and nobody's forcing him to do that. So what is your fucking problem with it?
Because
you can't afford to do it. Because you can't afford to do it.
I'm not dumb enough to do it. But
yeah, because you probably got banned from. Did you get banned from the show?
No, I've never been banned. I'm not even.
Then where's your
fucking
problem? Why do you care if anybody pays to go to these things?
Because I think it's ridiculous. I'm a Dodgers fan myself. I'm paying my own way to go
tomorrow.
Well,
then go then.
And I'm not asking anyone else to pay my way to go to the game.
How many times do I have to tell you? You're not paying his way. You are paying to sit with him. Don't you know the difference? Are you fucking retarded?
He's charging people more than double the price.
So what? If they don't want to pay it, they don't have to. And by the way, he's holding an auction to do it. That's how an auction works. You pay the highest price.
Of stupid people. He's taking advantage of stupid listeners who are lonely and want to feel like they're his friend.
Oh, please. You know what? Most people who are lonely can't cough up $3,000 or whatever it is to go to sit.
Of course they can. There's a lot of rich, lonely people or people who aren't rich but are willing to pay that much money to hang out with Tom Lycus.
Well, too bad you. Too bad you can't afford it, isn't it? Isn't it too bad you can't afford it? Enjoy the nosebleed seats. Enjoy the fucking nosebleed seats where you belong.
Nosebleed seats. I'm going to have just as good seats, but I'm paying the right price for them.
Then don't worry about who's paying to sit with Tom. What does it even bother you for?
I'm being critical of what he's doing. It doesn't mean it's affecting me. I just think it's ridiculous.
It is affecting you if you even give a shit who's
Tom
paying
to
do it.
Tom should be able to afford to pay his own way to the games and take someone that he likes.
How many times are you
going to
say this? Hey, how many times are you going to say the same fucking thing? He's paying his own way. You are paying to be there. That's
no,
what
he's
you
not.
Are paying
Tom
for.
Tom's actually making money on going to the Dodgers game.
The show is making money. It goes to the running of the show, you stupid idiot. Don't you know how this shit works?
What do you mean the running of the show? Are you saying the show doesn't make money?
The show, you understand he's not on a commercial radio station. You understand that, right?
I understand.
You understand
that. With the show
you understand the show. He owns the show 100%. Who do you
this
think?
This money is going in his pocket.
No, it's not going into his pocket. It's going to
How
keep the show running. Have
the
you seen his books?
For the money it generates on its own. It doesn't need this
how does
to
it,
generate.
How does it?
This is
how
additional.
Does, stupid moron. How does it? How does it generate money on its own without subscribers? How does that happen? Explain that to me right now.
From all these stupid subscribers and all that other crap he does to make money. This
you
is,
sound like a jealous little bitch. You got banned from the show,
money.
Didn't you? You got banned from the show. You sound
money.
Like a jealous little bitch. You got. You sound like
plenty of money. His show makes plenty of money.
How do you know that?
He used to make.
How do you know? Have you seen his books? How
I don't need to see his books.
You don't know shit.
He is perfectly capable of going to this game and paying his own way, and instead,
oh my God, you said the same. You said the same fucking thing last 10 times. No, no, you fucking idiot. He's paying.
He's
already there. He's giving you a chance if you want to pay the highest price that possibly. And somebody always does.
He's
not exploiting idiots. He's not exploiting anybody. No, it's not what he's doing.
I could probably put an ad on Craigslist and say, "Hey, if you have no friends." Pay my way, and I'll go.
It sounds like you don't have any friends. It sounds like to me, you're jealous that you can't attend. You probably got banned from the show, and you can't attend any events. Sounds like you're a jealous little bitch. That's what it sounds like to me.
I've never been banned from the show. I've never been banned from anything having to do with Tom Likas ever.
Why don't you call it the show and tell him this stuff? Why don't you call the show?
I just haven't been around when he.
Oh, you're full of shit. You're a pussy. No, you're a pussy. That's why you don't do it. He was on tonight between. He was on tonight between 7 and 10. You couldn't call in during that time?
No, I couldn't.
Why not?
Because I have a family. I was with my family.
Oh, you're fat. Oh, you're married with children. So okay, all right. Jesus Christ.
What's wrong with that?
Everything.
Okay. So you can't get a wife or a kid, and you're.
I don't want a wife and kid. Wife and kids are for morons like you.
That's convenient. That's convenient.
How is it convenient? Yeah, that I can live my life and do whatever I want, and I have to answer to a wife and kids like you, you pussy, you bitch.
Good luck being alone where nobody cares about you when you're 70.
Yeah, go fuck yourself. Woo! There goes another one, man. Boy, that BB's buddies are real. Boy, they sure showed me, didn't they? They sure showed me. I'm married with kids. Oh, you're going to be alone when you're 70. That is the, if that isn't the cry of a pussy, I don't know what the fuck is. If I'm anything like that guy at any age, I would rather kill myself. One more, and I got to wrap this up because I'm about to fucking lose my fucking head here. All right, you're on the podcast. Who this?
Yo, this is Evan. I just told you I was going to call in.
Oh, thank God. Damn. Thank God you're not a...
God damn.
What the
fucking
fuck?
Fucking this mic's crazy.
The retard squad just came out of the fucking woodwork.
Fucking retard.
Yeah.
So here's my why question.
Yes.
Why are all the fucking kids winners now? Why?
Because we don't want to hurt their feelings. Yeah, these little trolls are calling it. They're like that, but they're adults. You know what I mean? And they're having kids that are like that.
Yep. Dude, I got asked to fucking judge some fucking science fair at some school in San Marino recently because I have a science background, and it was a fucking science project, and everyone got a fucking award, you know. Everyone got the award. There was no first place. I'm like, what the fuck was I fucking judging? Like, there was nothing to judge. Everyone was a fucking winner.
You know, these parents, you know, they go to these Little League games and stuff, and, oh, look, there's my precious little angel out there. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him too bad, you know. Oh, you know, they're 0-10, but give him a trophy anyway because he showed up. You know, if they should give you any kind of trophy, there should be, like, a loser trophy. With, you know, it's upside down or something. You know, something's wrong with the trophy itself. They could give them the loser kids.
It's like, oh, shit. Well, all right, well, that was my why question.
I really appreciate you actually calling in what the goddamn show is about in the first place. I can't appreciate it enough. Thanks, man.
All right, bro. See you later.
All right. Appreciate it. You know, I'll tell you what. I've got a why question. And this one is specific towards Mexican women. As a matter of fact, next time Gustavo Arellano is on Likas, I should call in with this one. Even though it's sort of a joke question, but I am kind of perplexed by this. Because I see mostly Mexican women doing this, especially older ones. Why do Mexican women press the crosswalk button 5,000 fucking times? I know there's other people that do it, but most of the time when I see this going on, it's older Mexican women. What does pushing the fucking button that many times, how is that going to affect anything? It's not going to make the light change any quicker. It's like hitting the elevator when the goddamn thing is still lit. It's like, do they feel a sense of accomplishment after hitting it that many times? Like you're expecting a trophy? And by the way, some of the newer crosswalks, you hit it once and it starts making noise or it talks to you. Wait. Wait. Wait to cross the green. Wait. And they still fucking hit it. What's that all about? That's something I really need the answer to. Yes, unknown number. You're on the podcast.
Yeah, is it true that you banged Patty before you went black?
No, it's not true. Is that the best you got? You gotta tell me your name, or you're gonna be a little coward.
It's Jack.
Jack Behoff. Is that your name?
No.
Yeah, wait. Well, it should be. Go fuck yourself. All right. Well, you know what? I got to be honest with you. That's all I could fucking take. All right? Now you understand why radio shows have screeners. Because look at the bullshit that calls in. This is what America is made up of. America is made up of fucking morons like that. People that have absolutely no fucking life. They have nothing better to do but to troll online and to troll college shows. I mean, at least if you're going to troll a college show, troll a fucking host that deserves it. Like Sean Hannity or somebody like that. You know what I mean? Somebody who's been sucking Trump's dick for the last couple of years. Troll those people. And for Christ's sakes, you know, most of you guys have graduated from high school, I assume. You know, if you're going to call up and troll, have some better fucking material. You guys are on some kindergarten shit. Did you fuck Patty before you started fucking black girls? Really? That's all you got? You might as well just come right out and say, I'm rubber, you're glue, whatever bounces off me sticks to you. Nee, 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 nee. And on that note, I'm going to get the fuck out of here. And I couldn't get out of here fucking quick enough. BigAngryPhil.com is the official website, BigAngryPhil.com. In addition to that, you can listen to the Big Angry Phil podcast on TuneIn, on SoundCloud, and on iTunes. That's right. More bang for your buck, baby. Which is nothing. Follow Big Angry Phil on Twitter. And of course, you want to follow, listen to, and subscribe to the Tom Leika Show. TomEverywhere.com. Put the app right on your motherfucking phone. All right? I'm out of here. See y'all next week. Peace.